Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Yes, we have a couple of questions here. Should Buffalo restaurants be allowed to expand outdoor dining? The city council is discussing that now. I hope they can. I hope they approve of it. Pardon me. I hope they approve of it because it makes a lot more sense. Maybe they do like Cincinnati if we had the right configuration. Cincinnati found a bunch of restaurants that apparently had some kind of entrance or exit adjacent to a very very low-traveled street. So they closed the street, and they're putting tables from the restaurant out into the street so that, indeed, they're not inside, which they can't be, but they're outside until this thing is over, at least. I think that's a great idea. I don't know. If you know your favorite Buffalo restaurants, you couldn't close anything like Delaware Avenue or something, but maybe a side street or a back alley, anything like that. Let me know, and we'll be glad to pass the information. Do you enjoy outdoor dining? Now, my two friends here do, and I don't, but I would do it. No question, I would do it for the restaurant. And the church reopening now, they had a big rally yesterday. Dave DiPietro led it. And I'd like to see that happen right now, too. I think with the right configuration should not be a problem. And the governor is a bum. That's my. Anytime I do a thing about him now, that's what I'm going to call him. No respect at all for law enforcement. And what he's done is, it was bad enough with the green light law, which said that you have to issue driver's licenses to illegals, okay? It's bad enough he put that. Now he put an amendment to it, buried it in some virus legislation that says that if a cop, any kind of law enforcement in New York State, gives information regarding illegals to ICE or DHS, okay, Department of Homeland Security, my friends, or ICE, if they get any information from a cop in New York State on an illegal, that cop who gave them the information could go to jail as an e-felon and be sentenced to up to 4 years in prison for giving that information. Now, I have a thought. When you have some dumbass thing like this, you usually have a thought of, how can I get around that? Something's wrong with that. Now, Buzzy and Tony, see if this makes any sense to you. I'll be the cop. Okay, and you, one of you be an agent from ICE, the other an agent from DHS, and tell me what you think of this.
Oh, I thought we were going to do good cop, bad cop.
No, we're all good cops.
Okay.
Now, suddenly I find out that indeed somebody is here illegally, and I know where they're hiding out, okay? If I give that information to ICE or to DHS, and they find out that I've done it, I could be an E-class felon. I could go to jail for 4 years. However, if you just as a civilian, you're just a regular person walking down the street, if you give the information to ICE or DHS, they pat you on the back, and they say thank you, and they get the illegal out of the country. Okay? So what's to say that the cop, who doesn't want to have to go to jail for enforcing the law, just so, I don't know, accidentally tell somebody who's not a cop that there's somebody hiding in that house. Now, they can't go after a civilian. They can't punish a civilian for doing that.
Yet.
Yeah, not yet. That's probably the next one. I would think that'd be pretty safe. Now, I don't know if a cop would do that or not. I think I would do it. I think I'd be a conscientious guy to think I'm doing it because that person is here illegally and shouldn't be here by the law. I'm enforcing the law, so I'd feel very comfortable doing that. Would either of you guys be comfortable as your agency representatives if suddenly you got some information from just a stranger who happened to observe something?
I would absolutely give it to a friend to say, hey, turn this in. I think, you know, if you look at most police officers, I believe, and just totally my opinion, that most of them are probably conservative. I believe that most of them disagree with laws and things that Cuomo has come up with. I'm sure, I know for a fact, they don't like the bail reform and things like that. So I could see them finding a way around it.
Okay. What about you, Buzzy?
Yeah, I would probably find a way to get that information to the sources. I don't think I could go on the day knowing that here's a person who's breaking the law, and I can't report it. But if someone's breaking a much lesser law, then it's my, quote, duty to report it. I'm going to give a speeding ticket. But someone who's here illegally, getting the benefits of a citizen, I'm supposed to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, that's wrong. I'm a big supporter of law enforcement. Are they perfect? No, but nobody's perfect, so that's just one example. But I think everybody should be pro-law enforcement, because you know why? When the worst part of your life shows up in front of you, you need a cop, usually. Somebody just broke into your house, you need a cop. Somebody assaulting you as you're walking down the street at night, you need a cop. We go to them when we need them. Now the cops need us. And you know what my motto, and it's always been this way. If you're not there when I need you, screw you. And the cops need us. They need us. Now, most of the time, the only relationship we have with a cop is if we see a flashing light in our mirror in the car. And we don't like that because we're caught speeding and now the insurance is going to go up and who knows what. But cops do many, many things that are unseen to us to help. It's a lot of the sayings are to protect and serve. They do a lot of protecting and a lot of serving. They're not perfect. They're not angels, but they're good friends of all of ours, and we have to remember that. And we have to do what we can, even if I almost said something that would have taken me right off the air. Even though that bum of a governor seems to feel like that doesn't matter. For some reason, he's got to protect the illegals. Did you ever see a campaign poster out in the front lawn that says, vote for Cuomo, help protect the illegals? You ever see that? You ever see in a campaign speech where he stood up and say, we must protect the illegals? Why is he driven to represent them and not driven to protect us?
I think that's something that has to do with their party. I think that's a party-wide issue for them.
I do too, yeah.
Whether it's for votes, whatever, support. This is who they're courting right now. This is their, pandering to.
Yeah, and you're right. They're not the only ones. The whole party is. So I say, I don't want to make it a political thing, but they've made it a political thing.
Well, look at in California. You're going to give money to illegals and then lay off first responders.
Yeah. Doesn't make any – well, it makes sense when you describe why it happened, but it's wrong. Plain and simple, it's wrong. All right, let's take a break, and we'll return after this on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to line 5, Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Stan. It's nice to hear from you. Listen. There's one thing that we see in all this. I mean, you could be a Trump supporter actually getting beat up on the street, laying on the ground. Perfect photos of the people that did it, okay? You can have this happening in one of 50 states, and this truly is an injustice. But there's one thing that the left had that the right doesn't. Obama would have had a busload of lawyers right away already on the bus out there for the injustice of this, and he would definitely be taking care of it. Where is William Barr on anything? He does nothing. Nothing, Sandy, is being done about anything. I want to know where it is that you can break the law in America. They have factual evidence of 16 felonies against Hillary Clinton. Not even a peep comes out of the Justice Department. What in the heck is that? I know, that's fine. You know, we've got, now we've got, you know, they made some changes. They're declassifying documents. Tomorrow, okay, tomorrow they're doing it. And you got Lindsey Graham starting in what, 5 days? And they're going to inky-dink through this little process?
What? And look at what they're doing in New York State, Pete. They are trying to erase any record that the governor issued an order that people that were positive in the virus were sent to nursing homes, and it cost thousands of lives. Right now, if you try to track that down, it ends up with a file not available. It used to be available online, and you could easily see it and read it and get it, that said that this was his edict, and now that's gone. And we know that, Pete. And if we know it, how come the DAs don't know it? How come the attorney generals don't know it?
And you know what's so funny? What, they're meeting right now behind closed door in the White House, and they're going to play kissy face for a sec. Then you're going to have your governor go out, criticize the Trump, everybody. Trump's the worst. All these things are the worst. Everything's the worst. Kayleigh McEnany, the new press, good for her. She laid everything right back on Joe Scarborough yesterday. And they scream and yell at her. We have a president now that answers every single press question, left or right. All presidents, when they went into those rooms to answer any questions, they were all informed of what the questions would be. This is the first honest administration ever. Where are you, William Barr? Where the hell are you?
I hear you loud and clear all the way from Canada. Thank you for calling, Pete, and thank you. Tony, you have your own theory, and I think it's pretty good. I want you to explain it. There's a meeting today. I don't know if it's already going on, but they announced it yesterday. The White House, the president said that our governor asked for a meeting. I hate to even say our governor, but the governor of this state in which I happen to live asked for a meeting, so he's meeting with the president. You have a theory of what's going to happen in that meeting.
Yeah, and I think it's a similar theme with the last few meetings that they've had. Donald Trump needs the states to open up to get the economy going, and the governors know that, especially the governors in blue states who are trying to get money from the feds to help with their budgets.
Like so California and New York.
Yeah, deeply, both states deeply in debt. So I could see some sort of, look, you want our economy to get going, we'll open it up when you close or when you take care of our debt.
That's possible. That's the way it goes. You know, I got to thinking the ridiculous notion of an officer of the law being taken away in handcuffs to a jail cell. I can't imagine any judge giving them jail time. I can't imagine if there's a jury involved, any jury finding them guilty. Guilty of what? Guilty of what? Of enforcing the law that they took an oath to uphold? I mean, I'd like to know, how does this stuff work? You can just do whatever you want to do once you become governor and not do it if you don't want to do it and disregard previous laws or declawing them so they mean nothing? I mean, I just don't get it. How are you allowed to do that? Let's go to Janet on line two in Alden. Janet, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Janet.
Had the pleasure yesterday. Well, I had to call the rescue squad for a family member who fell that lives with me. And the first person that showed up here before the rescue squad was a state trooper. You know, he came in and he was just absolutely wonderful. In fact, between himself and I, before the rescue squad got here, we lifted my sister off the floor and things just settled right down. Rescue squad came in and took over and things just relaxed. And the, you know, trooper was just kind of wandering around and I had to be out of the way and so did he. And very quickly, I just kind of looked at him and I said, "So, how's your boss doing?" He knew exactly what I meant.
Sure.
And it was just the look on his face. And he said, I really can't say anything. I'm like, that's okay. I said, you've spoken volumes just by the look.
By not speaking and giving you the look, it was communication at its best. Yeah, he is protected by state troopers. But if the state trooper saw an illegal immigrant here and told somebody from ICE or DHS, that trooper could go to jail.
I don't understand how we as citizens and, you know, with you know, our elected officials here locally and whatnot, and not only New York State, but other states, can't do something about this.
See, in New York State, I've lived in 9 states, and I've never seen anything like this. In New York State, we find out about these things always after they've been enacted. We don't know about them before, where we can protest and organize against them. We just find out about them, and it's too late. It's too bad. And because that office is dominated by New York City, we'll never get a chance to get him out of there. And that's the kind of government we have. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more with Beach & Company on News Radio 930. Here is the deal. We got 3 questions. Most of the action here today is on the on Andrew the Bum Cuomo. Should Buffalo restaurants be allowed to expand outdoor dining? I say yes. So far, those who have chimed in on that say yes, too. Do you enjoy outdoor dining? A lot of people do, including my 2 guys. They do. I'm not a huge fan of it. I like delightful air conditioning. I want my food without a mosquito on my cheeseburger. You know what I mean? But if you're going to see a band or something and they have live entertainment, that's kind of nice. Some places thrive on outdoors. And if you can expand it, fine. Anything to keep them healthy financially. Should the churches reopen now? Absolutely. Just figure out your configuration. Have everybody that has to look at it and then get to it. There's no reason to delay. And the governor, what do I say? A city of Tonawanda cop was shot 4 times yesterday. While the governor says that if you're law enforcement in New York and you turn any information into ICE or DHS regarding immigration, you're going to be prosecuted as an e-felon, 4 years in jail. That can't be right. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm outraged today, and you should be outraged too. And I think it's disgusting. I'm calling the governor a bum for a reason. He is a bum. You know, when he first started doing those daily updates, I thought he did a good job. He explained things nicely. It was understandable, whatever. Because I'm no Cuomo fan, never have been. What I found out was he's just a phony, just a phony. I have information here from Channel 7 piece. Who was it? Hannah Bueller. Here, last month, the original law, we're talking about the green light law, okay? Last month, the original law was amended as part of the 2020 budget. Okay. Now making it an e-felony for any law enforcement officer to share DMV records with another law enforcement agency in charge of immigration, like ICE or Department of Homeland Security. Border Patrol, for example, working on the highway in the middle of the night and pulls over a vehicle, they can't run the plates to determine who owns the vehicle. Those are the words of U.S. Attorney J.P. Kennedy. Okay, this is a federal U.S. attorney. He says, quote, "I think it's legislating obstruction, and it's very concerning to me." Well, let's hope it's concerning enough to run it up the pipeline and down the pipeline, wherever the pipeline goes, to get talking, get a federal investigation into this thing. Kennedy says that this was done silently amidst a global pandemic and has concerns for the safety and security of New York residents. We've seen how important communication and coordination is coming up with a response to the pandemic, sort of causing people to work in isolation. It's a recipe for disaster. Kennedy says the law amendment also has a national impact. If a law enforcement officer in Texas ran across a New York State registered vehicle, they could not run that plate if any officer who was involved in the enforcement of immigration law. So what, he wants to turn cops into convicts. We're not overstating this, folks. It's an E-class felony. I did not know what that was. I looked it up. In New York State, an E-class felony can go from parole and no jail time to 4 years in prison. Now, what cop is going to risk their career and everything else? We ask them to risk their lives. Okay, they understand that. And the timing is pathetic. We just had a City of Tonawanda cop shot four times. Four times, a couple of times in the chest area. Thank God he had protection there. All right? We ask them to do that, and they take that on. They say, yes, I'll do that. Are we now asking them to make themselves guinea pigs because Andrew Cuomo believes that he was elected to protect illegal immigrants? And a cop takes an oath, as the governor takes an oath, to uphold the law. The law says this person is illegally in the country, okay? If you know that, you should be allowed to pass that information on. People have been killed by illegals and killed by people set free from prisons. We've got to understand that there is a reason for all of this. So are we going to ask our cops to look the other way when they know there's an illegal here? I don't think so. I don't think we should do that. I don't think they should have to. Where are the police unions, by the way? Hey, you men and women out there, your union is supposed to be standing up for you. This is a big thing to stand up for. Your job is dangerous enough and thankless enough. You shouldn't have to take on more of a burden than you already have. I'm thinking the union should be outraged. They should file whatever grievance procedure they have available to them. I think any of these civil liberties groups, what the hell's, they come on, you know, if somebody disrespects somebody on a seating arrangement in a theater, they're all over you. But for something like this, they're strangely silent. I don't get it. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster on line one. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hi, Mary.
Steam coming out of the phone right now.
Oh, good. I'm really hopped up on this one. This is disgusting.
Sandy, I'm going to borrow a phrase from, I'm just going to concentrate on this issue here that you're talking about, the governor's orders. Like Rite Aid has the thing, they say, with us it's personal. Well, with me it's personal. I have state troopers, sheriffs, local police, and others in my family. And this outrages me the most because, number one, where are you said this girl from Channel 7 and Hannah Buehler, right?
It's
the same station that Charlie Specht is from.
Yep.
Why didn't Charlie Specht comment on this? Why didn't he stick a microphone in front of the governor and say, this is outrageous? And why didn't he campaign as he campaigned for other causes that are...
Well, look at it like this. Like most things in New York State, it's done in the stealth of night. It was combined with something about the virus. So you tell me what this has to do, what illegal immigration and law enforcement has to do with the virus. Has nothing to do with the virus at all. He put it together. This is a thing we should have line item veto. We really should. And every kind of legislation there is, there should be line item veto because they stick all kinds of things in there. We didn't know about it. I certainly wasn't aware about it. I read everything. I wasn't aware of this until after it's happened.
Right.
So that's the same thing they did with the gun, the anti-gun law. It was passed at like 3 a.m.
And you know where the governor is conveniently silent. Any other time when you have, you know, anybody getting shot is important. You know, like if it's an inner city black shot by a policeman. If this had been a police officer shooting innocent, oh, quote unquote, unarmed citizen, that would be, he would be commenting. Where is his comment on this? Why doesn't he show his outrage? Well, maybe I'm going to have to rethink this because look what's happening. And how about all the, he never comments on all the abuse that the police in New York City, they are being abused, they're being spit on and having urine thrown on them and their cars being turned over. Why doesn't he comment on that?
Well, the president's too busy probably trying to beg for money. He's in the White House today. He may already be there with a meeting with the president. So he doesn't. He's not a stand-up guy.
Okay.
He's a bum. He gets things, sneaks them in on us. By the time we hear about it, it's too late. They're already there. And it doesn't seem we have as much organization as the left does in being angry about something and thinking, this is not right. Something's wrong with this. I can't believe it if it got tested that it would be constitutional.
The thing is, Sandy, yes, your program yesterday was beautiful with that him about the soldier in Arlington. Well, you know what? People should act. You know, I'm furious, but I today, of all places, I got a wonderful mailer from the DAV, and it's a pad with return addresses. And I think anybody that feels the way you and I do should just get out a piece of paper and get a pen and write this freaking governor a letter and state your opinion. Put it in writing and bombard him with...
And where is... I understand that, and that's good. Where's our representation in Albany? Where are the people that we elect locally? How come they're not screaming and banging down his door? They're out there for their own little pet projects. This is a big deal. It's a big deal.
Oh, cool.
And we've got to let the governor know. Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is like a nightmare we're living with this bum of a governor we have who pushes any kind of crap. He pushes more crap than Roto-Rooter, okay? This is what he does. This is how they got the gun laws. In the middle of the night, they passed the SAFE Act. They usually do things that you don't know when you go to bed, and you learn it when you get up in the morning. It's already done. And that's what he did here. Mixing this in with some COVID stuff so that we would not even know it until later. And then we find out it's a fait accompli. What's the point? It's already there. And where in the hell is the legislative pushback? You're telling me that I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Are you telling me that they signed off on this? Do they have any sense of morality? Is everything just, well, we'll sacrifice a good cop. We'll put a cop in jail in exchange for maybe an illegal coming in now. And if they're here long enough, they might be able to vote. Maybe down the line we can get them to vote. And that's all that counts. And we'll definitely get them for the census. So let's just get them in here. We don't want the cop to do his job. We don't want that to be an impediment. We want to just punish the cop for doing what the cop took an oath to do. How can that be right? It can't be. I'd like to see the U.S. attorney who is, he said He's looking at legislative obstruction. He says it's very, very important to him. I don't want to get the exact words right. I think it's legislating obstruction, and it's very concerning to me. From J.P. Kennedy, the U.S. attorney. I'd love to see the U.S. Justice Department get involved with this. Where are the unions? Where are the unions for the sheriff's departments and the state police? And where's the representation of the average cop out there in New York State? We're to sit here and take it? Keep in mind now, we're also learning that they're trying to erase from history the fact that the governor ordered COVID patients into nursing homes and it costs thousands of lives. And now they're trying to get rid of that. If you try and find it now online, you'll end up with no file available. So they're trying to obstruct justice there, too, and our ability to see exactly what's going on in Albany. Now, this guy has got enough shade in him. Think about it like this. How many people that have worked in him, for him in and around his circle are now in jail themselves? So now he wants to put the cops in jail? Is that what he wants? Is there any support?
Smells like corruption to me, don't you think so?
It does, and it's, you know, you've heard the term hide in plain sight. This is corruption in plain sight. We're talking about it in an open forum on a radio station that'll cover you all the way up to Toronto and all the way down to Pennsylvania and all the way over to Syracuse. That's a pretty large area. And in that area lies New York State. We're talking about what he's doing that I think should be illegal, immoral. The only thing it isn't is fattening. And he's getting away with it by telling cute stories about his mother's meatballs. The only way I care about his mother's meatballs is if she brings them to him on visit day at jail. Something's wrong. Something's really rotten with this, and we got to get to the core. It's not enough to forget it tomorrow and move on to another subject. That is not enough.
Well, Sandy, the Cuomos are BS artists. Let's put it bluntly. They are BS artists. Look at what Chris Cuomo did when he had COVID-19, allegedly locked up and held up in his basement, and then CNN was there with their cameras to show how heroic he was in leaving his basement after this long battle. But we found out that he got into an altercation with a bicyclist when he was outside without his mask while being infected with COVID.
Well, lovely. Lovely. And remember, his father, some people want him to run for president because he was a great orator. Nobody can say he wasn't, but there was always questions about his past. And look at Andrew Cuomo, the bum son. Okay, look at him. He's been surrounded by people who have ended up in jail for crying out loud. Something's wrong with that. We're a laughing stock as a state. We're the highest tax. And look at the answers we get from this bum. Why, Mr. Governor, why are we losing more people than any of the 50 states? We have the highest number of people leaving each year. You know what he said it was? It was the weather. He actually told us it was the weather, okay? And this is the kind of stuff we get from this clown.
Meanwhile, he blames everyone else for his failings. When he was criticized for putting COVID patients in nursing homes, he said, oh, no, I'm just doing what Trump and the federal government ordered me to do.
What a bum. What a bum. And sadly, as long as we have New York City in our state, we're stuck with this bum. We can never get him out ourselves. What a shame. Let's go to line 2 and Dennis in Lockport. Dennis, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, Sandy, great show.
Thank you, Dennis.
Sir, all three of your questions. First of all, if I dine out, it's only going to be at a picnic because I want to be comfortable.
Yeah, I like to be I love picnics. Very nice. Okay.
Picnics are cool. Okay, second question. If he's made God non-essential, I think he's in the wrong track.
Well, let me tell you something. He is in the ultimate elective office. You don't want to get disapproval from God. You can do with anything else, but not that.
And on the Cuomo deal, you think it's bad now. Wait till it gets to the point where it's a liberal judge and a good arrest turns into a bad arrest, then the cop does more time than the person that he arrested.
That's exactly right, and that's what I'm afraid of. That's what we've got, an upside-down system going on right now. We've got to protect the police. They're all we have, short of our own personal protection. The cops are all we have between us and the bad guy. We must protect them. Hey, thanks for the call. Thank you very much. All right, that about wraps it up for Beach and Company. Very angry today. I hope you do something. Write a letter, make a call, send a text, send an email, send a carrier pigeon, but do something. Burn the phone lines down on our local officials. How come our local officials, who are supposed to represent us in Albany, didn't give us a heads up on this? Huh? I'd like to know, where the hell were they? They were missing in action.
Sleep at the wheel.
Yeah, next time they want your support, say, hey, take this for support and raise the appropriate finger. That about wraps it up. Andrew Cuomo, you're a bum and a pussy. See you tomorrow.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.